This is Matt Wells at UN News. Locust swarms of a magnitude not seen in decades are devastating crops and placing millions at risk of hunger in the Horn of Africa. UN agencies are pushing for greater international assistance for Kenya, Somalia and Ethiopia, the three countries most affected by the desert locust invasion, which could worsen with the arrival of the rainy season in March. Keith Cressman, senior locust forecasting officer with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, said the agency is seeking $76 million to scale up aerial spraying against the voracious locusts and protect livelihoods. Deanne Penn asked him about the likelihood of a humanitarian catastrophe in a region already rendered fragile by recent cycles of poor rains, drought and severe flooding.
Indeed, the likelihood and the potential for that to occur is very high at this moment because of those good rains and also because of the large number of swarms that have formed in the past few months and the size of these swarms. Some of these swarms are just enormous. For example, one swarm in northeastern Kenya about a month ago was about 60 kilometers long by 40 kilometers wide. So this is a single swarm. If you imagine that, you know, a locust eats its own weight of food in one day, which is about 2-2.5 grams, and a square kilometer of a swarm contains somewhere between 40 to 80 million insects. Imagine how many insects were in that one huge swarm, and roughly it's they could eat in one day the same amount of food as about 84 million people can eat.
When you travel to the regions and I take it you meet with local people, what is it like for them living under these conditions? I mean, even just to see like this 84 million locusts coming at you.
I've just come back from the Horn of Africa. I was in Kenya recently, and just a few days ago I was in northeastern Somalia. So these are two areas that are very hard hit by the locusts. In Kenya, of course, it's just shock for the people because they haven't seen these locusts since the late 1940s or late 1950s, you know, at this scale or magnitude. So this is only something that they've heard about in stories from their grandparents. And now suddenly they're in the midst of this. They're you know, actually having to see these large swarms in the sky that they'd heard about. And, you know, of course, if you're a farmer and this is, you know, your crop that you rely on for your livelihood and the food security of your family, perhaps your community, and you see kind of this cloud on the horizon, probably initially you're happy because you say, this is great because, you know, I grow crops that rely on rain. And so here's a cloud. It's going to bring some rain that's much needed to the area for my crops. But as that cloud comes closer to you and you see that, well, it's not a rain cloud. It's a cloud of moving things. And then you realize, of course, you know, the only thing that does something like that in the sky are locusts. And then suddenly, you know, your grandparents' stories are coming true here. And, you know, a swarm of locusts can come into your field in the morning. And by midday, it has eaten everything and stripped everything to stubble. And so this represents the loss of your crop for that year. But often this occurs in years of abundant rainfall. So you're a growing extra crop for the lean years. And so this represents not only a loss for this year, but a loss for future seasons. In northeastern Somalia, we're in an area where it's very important for pastoralists. It's the natural vegetation on the plains of northern Somalia where the camels graze, the goats and the other small animals eat this natural food and rely on the green pastures for their health. Of course, that translates into milk for the children to sustain, you know, a nutritious growth. And there, the pastoralists were, of course, very much alarmed because the swarms had already come into the areas of northeastern Somalia and had eaten a substantial portion of that natural vegetation. And we saw that. You could see that. And you can tell the difference, you know, of vegetation is eaten by locust swarms and that eaten by these small animals. And so they're very much worried, and their worry has increased even more because now those swarms that ate those pasture crops, they've laid eggs, and now those eggs have hatched. They're in the young stage of the locust. There's still about 2 or 3 more weeks before those young locusts, those hoppers, what we call them, will form new immature swarms. And then, mind you, this is the most voracious stage of the pest's life cycle.
And so what action is FAO hoping to see from the international community, because of course this is a problem affecting not just the region, but it could potentially affect other parts of the world?
Well, because of the scale and the magnitude of the problem and its potential threat, not only to affect this region, but then other regions, FAO has appealed for an initial amount of $76 million to immediately scale up current efforts, that is current aerial control operations, as well as to protect livelihoods.
When you say aerial operations, what exactly is that?
This is spraying the swarms, the settled swarms, early in the morning and late in the afternoon using aircraft. In addition, of course, there are ground operations. They're usually undertaken against the wingless stage of the locust after those eggs have hatched. Aerial control operations are the only effective means of controlling the situation when it reaches such a scale. Otherwise, it just simply overwhelms any other possible responses.
And is FAO quite hopeful that it will receive all of this funding, considering all of the other crises we have going on in the world concurrently, including in that particular region?
Yes, we've appealed for the $76 million. About half of that is for the control operations, but the other half is to protect livelihoods. And this is a lesson that we've learned from the last upsurge, which is about 15 years ago. We spent most of the money at that time just for control operations. And as a result, there was a kind of a negative impact to livelihoods. So it's very important to try to balance and address both issues in parallel at the same time rather than post factum. FAO in particular and the UN system in general has moved extremely fast to mobilize and to bring this to the attention of our international partners. Because, frankly, you know, the forest is on fire now, not in 2 weeks from now or not 2 months from now. So urgent action is required immediately to upscale those operations that are in progress now to make sure that they not only continue, but they grow in order to reduce as much as possible those locust infestations. We're not trying to eradicate the desert locusts. We're just trying to reduce those numbers that I mentioned earlier so that that reduces the burden on the livelihoods and the food security in the Horn of Africa. And at the same time, we must be very cognizant of where this this upsurge is occurring. It's occurring in a part of Africa that's extremely vulnerable to any disruptions in terms of crop production and animal production and livelihoods. The Horn of Africa, as you know, has faced droughts in the recent past, and now they have floods, and now in addition, they have desert locusts. A large portion of the population in the Horn of Africa, of course, are pastoralists and farmers, and there's some 20 million people that are at the near famine level. It's not famine, but there is that risk. And so I think certainly the upsurge of locusts in that area is potentially very dangerous